Cuba, and much more. Today is Thursday, September 14, 2023. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel met with the Secretary General of the International Communications Union, Doreen Bogdan Martin, who is in Cuba. At the meeting held at the Palace of the Revolution in Havana, the Cuban president congratulated the visitor on her election as head of the International Communications Union last year, when she became the first woman to assume that position since the organization's constitution in 1865. The meeting was held in the context of the summit of the Group of 77 in China. In addition, the head of state thanked the trust placed in Cuba by granting the Caribbean country the headquarters of the celebration for the 10th anniversary of the Accessible America event, which will take place from November 8 to 12. He also highlighted the importance of the completion of the project for the control of the radio spectrum developed jointly between Cuba's Ministry of Communications and the International Communications Union. During the dialogue, Bogdan Martin recognized that the effort that Cuba makes to promote a digital, inclusive, and participatory society in accordance with the Sustainable Development Goals until 2030. Brazil and Cuba will close agreements mainly on cooperation in the agriculture area of energy transition during the trip of President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva to the Caribbean islands scheduled for this week. This was confirmed by Brazil's ambassador in Havana, Christian Vargas, who clarified that Lula will not make an official visit to the Antillean country, but will participate in the G77 in China summit next Friday and Saturday. The organizers of the forum indicated that dozens of heads of state and government will attend, as well as leaders of international organizations, and including the Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres. The Minister of Health and Welfare of Jamaica, Christopher Tufton, celebrated the upcoming arrival to Jamaica of new Cuban doctors who will join other compatriots dedicated to ophthalmological care. Quoted by the Gleaner newspaper, Tufton stated that as part of the program called Jamaica-Cuba Eye Care, they seek to determine how many patients require eye surgeries. Tufton added that Cuban professionals carry out examinations at the Kingston Public Hospital in order to perform procedures that alleviate the accumulation of cases there. He revealed that the remaining 9 individuals of the 18-member Cuban team are expected to arrive in Jamaica no later than November. Members of the Mexican universities of La Salle Pachuca and La Salle Puebla exchanged with directors and students of the Faculty of Education of the University of Matanzas in pursuit of establishing alliances. According to the rector of the La Salle Puebla University, Alfonso Alonso, the main objective of the visit lies in establishing a feedback of experiences and knowledge, focusing fundamentally on education to raise the educational level both in Cuba and Mexico. He stated that in the future, it is expected that the cooperation agreements to be concluded will facilitate students from both countries to study in different institutions and thus take advantage of the knowledge taught in the different academic plans. The rector of the Cuban University, Leida Finale, expressed that joining these universities evidences greater development of relations between both countries. Cuba and Mexico have maintained uninterrupted relations for 121 years, in which the education sphere has great prominence in order to train capable professionals in different arteries of economic, political, and social life. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.